Two COVID-19 patients have been able to leave Ottawa hospitals just as two healthcare institutions have declared more outbreaks. Ottawa Public Health, OPH, is reporting 16 people still in hospital, down from Friday's 18, but still, two remain in ICUs. The two new outbreaks at healthcare institutions, one at the Ottawa Hospital's Civic Campus Unit B2 and St. Patrick's Long-Term Care Home, bring the current total of ongoing outbreaks to 13. One more outbreak has been reported at a school, a Lorne Cassidy Elementary School in Stittsville, bringing the total number of ongoing outbreaks at childcare settings and schools to 14. No new outbreaks have been declared in the community, although two continue. OPH is also reporting 28 new cases of the virus in the city on Saturday. That's down from Friday's 39. Of the new cases, 7 are among children in the 0 to 9 age group, 5 are among youth aged 10 to 19, and 6 are among young adults aged 20 to 29 years old. This brings the total number of confirmed cases since the pandemic started to 31,606. That means Ottawa represents about 5.4% of all cases reported across the province on Saturday. There were no new COVID deaths in Ottawa, keeping the local death toll at 614. The rate per 100,000 residents of COVID-19 reported in the last 7 days dipped to 28.4 from Friday's 29. The positivity rate in the community, however, remained unchanged at 2.1%. Public Health Ontario, PHA, has the Eastern Ontario Health Unit reporting 11 new cases of the virus in its area, up from Friday's 14. The Leeds, Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit had 16 new cases on Saturday, up from Friday's 2. And the Renfrew County and District Health Unit had 2 new cases to report, down from Friday's 6. On Saturday, PHA reported 728 new cases province-wide, which marks the third day in a row Ontario reported new case numbers in the 700s. This means Ontario has now had 610,950 positive cases across the province since the start of the pandemic. 5 deaths were also reported, upping the provincial death toll to 9,964. However, 500 cases were resolved in the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, 14 more people entered the hospital who have tested positive for COVID since Friday, bringing the total now to 283. Although, 128 people in the ICU have been able to leave the units, while 72 patients who were on a ventilator have now been able to leave. Of those patients remaining in hospital but not in the ICU, 90 are unvaccinated, 68 are fully vaccinated and 12 are partially vaccinated. In the ICU, 59 patients are unvaccinated, 17 are fully vaccinated and 5 are partially vaccinated.